Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2117, Why You Should Give Away 50% of Your Stuff by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you with permission from the authors. I cover lots of topics like personal development or self-help, mindfulness, happiness, minimalism like today, anything that I think can help you live a more meaningful life in just a few minutes every single day. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Why You Should Give Away 50% of Your Stuff by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. It took me about a year to give away and sell 50% of my stuff. That first big give gave me the courage, confidence, and desire to let go of even more, way more. It wasn't always easy, but absolutely worth the effort. If you want to experience all the benefits of a clutter-free life, 50% is a great place to start. It sounds extreme, but once you start moving from room to room and removing the things that don't matter and that you don't care about, you'll reach the halfway point sooner than you think. You can probably do an initial sweep and box up 10 to 15% of your stuff and not even notice it's missing. The next round might be a little tougher, but the lightness you feel from the first pass will motivate you to keep going. Banish your biggest fears about giving away 50%. I'm afraid I won't know what to give away or where to start. You won't know until you start, so just start. Walk through your home with a small box and fill it with meaningless objects that you are tired of dusting. Give the box away. Repeat. I'm afraid I will buy everything back. When you're faced with empty shelves and rooms, you might be afraid that you'll want to fill the space up again. It's okay to feel that, but instead of giving in, sit with the empty space. Think about how you would rather spend your money and time. Let the empty space give you permission to decide what you really want out of life. It probably isn't more stuff. I'm afraid of hurting someone's feelings. Giving away things that were important to other people might be hurtful. Have meaningful conversations about why you want to declutter. Offer to return things if that is appropriate. Be kind and gentle, but firm in your commitment to live with less. People love you for you. If they love you for what you keep or don't keep, rethink the relationship. I'm afraid I might forget the past. Your stuff tells a story, and letting it go might feel a little bit like letting go of who you are. Write your story or photograph your stuff that makes up that story before you give it away. Holding on to it prevents you from living and writing new stories. You are not your stuff. I'm afraid I might need something just in case. Box up your most important just in case items and put them in an unmarked box for 30 days. If you don't need it, and especially if you don't remember what it is, give it away without looking in the box. You need less than you think. I'm afraid that I'll realize how much time and money I've wasted. If this is your fear, you've already realized it and faced it. Don't waste one more second or dollar on stuff that you don't care about. If you don't give it away now, you will continue to spend time and money on things only because you feel bad about buying it in the first place. Stop it. I'm afraid that giving it away before it is used up is environmentally irresponsible. Chances are there is more life to your stuff, and it is just as likely that someone else needs it more than you do. You don't have to throw your stuff in a landfill. Instead, research organizations that will get your stuff in the right hands. I'm afraid people will judge me or think I am weird. What someone else thinks about you is not who you are. Surround yourself with people who support you and lift you up. People will think you are weird. That's okay. 50% of your stuff is less than you think. You can get there without counting too. Take a picture of all the rooms in your home. Don't forget the storage spaces. After a few rounds of decluttering, take new pictures and compare. Once 50% is gone, you'll have more information to decide if life is better. If it is, try another 50%. Why you should give away 50% of your stuff? Give away 50% of your stuff and give the most important things a chance to rise to the surface. Give away 50% of your stuff and discover mental clarity to choose how you really want to live your life. Give away 50% of your stuff so you can live in a smaller space. Give away 50% of your stuff so you discover that you are not your stuff. And give away 50% of your stuff because it will never love you back. The real eye-opener for me was when I couldn't remember most of the things I gave away. I've never searched for something that I didn't keep or felt like I made a mistake giving things away. I've learned that living with less is a blessing and not a sacrifice. You just listened to the post titled, Why You Should Give Away 50% of Your Stuff by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Courtney. I've been narrating her work since April of 2016, pretty close to the beginning of this podcast, almost 6 years ago. And like she said, 50% can definitely sound like a lot of stuff to get rid of. But if you actually go through your home and look at everything there, starting with one room for sanity's sake, I'd really be shocked if you actually used more than 50% of the stuff in that area on a regular basis, unless you just moved like me. Although even then, there were things I brought over that went straight to the closet and that I know I haven't touched in years. So it might sound like a lot, but odds are it really isn't that crazy. I think the bigger issue is that if it sounds like a ton or like a huge amount of work, then we're likely not going to begin. It's just too daunting. That's why we've heard a bunch of different methods across many different minimalism articles on this show. So as an example, the minimalists have a couple of ideas. One is a packing party where you literally box up everything you own and then slowly unbox stuff only as you need it, so that like a year down the road, you can see what you actually use. Everything left in the boxes is unlikely to be used since you went through every season of the year and still haven't touched that stuff. It's another extreme example, as it isn't easy to box up everything you own. But another example is the minimalism game, where you simply donate, sell, or trash one item on the first of the month, two items on the second day of the month, and so on for the entire month. Maybe that's more inspiring and motivating for you. Whatever the case, I really do believe that less stuff is less stress. So think about your space, and if it's working for you, thank you for being here. Really means a lot. I'll be curating articles for you again here tomorrow, so have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll see you in the Tuesday show, where your optimal life awaits.